Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A television reporter and a cameraman were shot to death on live television Wednesday in Virginia by a gunman that authorities described as a disgruntled station employee. A second video of the shooting, apparently recorded by the killer, was posted on social media, even as police tried to locate the suspect. The suspect is Vester Lee Flanagan of Roanoke, Virginia, according to the police dispatch office. Law enforcement personnel were in pursuit in multiple vehicles, following the suspect closely, according to the Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe. We'll bring you more details on that story as the situation develops. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir is expected to sign a peace agreement with rebels Wednesday in Juba, despite reservations over issues like power sharing. The UN Security Council Tuesday threatened him with sanctions if he does not. Speaking to the council Tuesday, the UN humanitarian aid chief Stephen O'Brien says he was outraged by ongoing rights abuses.
I am very concerned about the atrocities which continue to be reported. The scope and level of cruelty that has characterized the attacks against civilians suggests a deep depth of antipathy that goes beyond political differences.
Meanwhile, Wall Street opened sharply higher Wednesday after data showed U.S. orders for durable goods rose more than expected in July. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 393.31 points. The S&P 500 gained 41.58 points. The NASDAQ Composite added 132.58 points. That's 2.9% to 4,639.07. This is VOA News.